Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022. This is a Queensland Narrating Service recording of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022, made on behalf of the Department of Transport and Main Roads, Queensland. Your narrator is Kay Stevenson in June 2018. Creative Commons Information. State of Queensland, Department of Transport and Main Roads, 2015. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. You are free to copy, communicate, and adapt the work as long as you attribute the authors. The Queensland Government supports and encourages the dissemination and exchange of information. However, copyright protects this publication. The State of Queensland has no objection to this material being reproduced, made available online or electronically, but only if it's recognised as the owner of the copyright and this material remains unaltered. The Queensland Government is committed to providing accessible services to Queenslanders of all cultural and linguistic backgrounds. If you have difficulty understanding this publication and need a translator, please call the Translating and Interpreting Service, TIS National, on 131450 and ask them to telephone the Queensland Department of Transport and Main Roads on 137468. Disclaimer. While every care has been taken in preparing this publication, the State of Queensland accepts no responsibility for decisions or actions taken as a result of any data, information, statement or advice expressed or implied contained within. To the best of our knowledge, the content was correct at the time of publishing. Contents. Forward. Introduction. Why have a disability action plan? Improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network. The journey so far. Continuing the journey, our action plan 2018 to 2022. Planning your journey. Boarding passenger transport. Travelling on passenger transport. Working together. Implementation. Implementation plan. Appendix A. Forward. As the Department of Transport and Main Roads Director General and Champion for People with Disability, I am excited to present the Transport and Main Roads Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022. All Queenslanders have the right to participate in their community on an equal basis. Therefore, it is essential that we strive to achieve our vision to create a single integrated transport network accessible to everyone. Passenger transport is often the only means of independent travel for people with disability. Being able to access passenger transport services can be a critical part of becoming employed and achieving a good quality of life. As the department responsible for connecting people, places, goods and services across Queensland, we have an important responsibility to the community. That is why I have recently established the Accessible Transport Networks team, which reports directly to me and will assist with steering improvements to the accessibility of our network for all users and make it easier for our customers with disability to have easy and seamless access to all modes of transport. The Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 focuses on improving the usability of our passenger transport system for people with disability. We hope all customers will benefit from the actions in the plan, including people with disability, older people, parents with prams, and visitors to our state, and that it will encourage those who don't regularly use the passenger transport system to give it a go. This plan focuses on improving the accessibility of the whole of the transport journey and includes actions targeted at more informed journey planning, easier boarding of passenger transport vehicles, and delivering better customer experiences while travelling on the Queensland Passenger Transport Network. Some of the actions we will take involve providing funding to upgrade existing and build new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland, providing timely and accessible travel information in a range of formats for our customers, and working to encourage behaviour that creates a supportive, safe and inclusive environment for people with disability on our passenger transport network. This plan has been developed at a point in time, but this will not preclude the department from investigating and implementing additional initiatives that improve the accessibility of our network for our customers, especially in the context of rapid advances in technology. This is the department's third Disability Action Plan since 2007, and through its implementation, I am strongly committed to ensuring the department delivers actions that result in a more accessible and inclusive passenger transport system in Queensland, making it easier for people with disability to be involved in our community. Signed, Neil Scales, Director General, Department of Transport and Main Roads. Introduction. The Department of Transport and Main Roads, the department, vision is to create a single integrated transport network accessible to everyone. The department, through TransLink Division, defines the passenger transport network and partners with key stakeholders to deliver safe, cost-effective and accessible passenger transport services. We also provide policy leadership for passenger transport services and manage and regulate the passenger transport industry. Footnote: Transport and Main Roads Annual Report 2016-17. Why have a Disability Action Plan? In 2015, almost one in five Australians reported living with disability. Footnote: Australian Bureau of Statistics 2015 Survey of Disability, Ageing and Carers. End of footnote. In addition to this, the Australian population is ageing, with older Australians, those aged over 65, a growing proportion of the total population. In 2016, 15% of Australians were aged 65 and over, and this proportion is projected to grow steadily over the coming decades. By 2056, it is projected that 22% of the population will be older Australians, and by 2096, 25% will be aged 65 years and over. Footnote: Australian Bureau of Statistics 2013, Population Projections, Australia 2012, Base to 2101, ABS Catalogue Number 322.0, Canberra, ABS. End of footnote. Further, Queensland has experienced 7.87% population growth since 2011, which is 2.1% higher than national growth. Queensland Treasury analysis shows that between 2006 and 2016, the number of people aged 65 and over has increased by 48.7% in Queensland, which is much higher than the increase in the number of people aged 15 to 64 years, 17.5%, and those aged 0 to 14 years, 13.2%. Footnote: 2016 census data Key Queensland data from Census. End of footnote. Creating a more accessible passenger transport network for people with disability also provides benefits for the ageing population, who may experience problems with mobility, as well as a broader group of customers, including people who may have an injury, pregnant women, people travelling with children, and people who are in unfamiliar locations or carrying luggage, goods or equipment. The Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA, makes it unlawful to treat people unfairly because of a disability. The objects of the Disability Discrimination Act are to eliminate discrimination as far as possible against persons on the ground of disability. Ensure, as far as practicable, that persons with disability have the same rights to equality before the law as the rest of the community, and promote recognition and acceptance within the community of the principle that persons with disability have the same fundamental rights as the rest of the community. The DDA encourages organisations to develop disability action plans to assist them to eliminate discrimination as far as possible. Developing and implementing an action plan is a voluntary, proactive approach to DDA compliance. The development of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 is also an action contained in the Department's Disability Service Plan 2017 to 2020, DSP. The DSP has a focus on employment as well as service delivery principles and policies relating to people with disability, whereas the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 focuses on improving the accessibility of the passenger transport network for people with disability. Improving the accessibility of the Queensland Passenger Transport Network, the journey so far. The Department has had a Disability Action Plan in place since 2007. The second Disability Action Plan, Disability Action Plan Improving Access to 2017, DAP 2017, was released in 2014 and expired on the 31st of December 2017. The following information highlights some of the achievements and initiatives implemented over recent years, demonstrating our ongoing commitment to improving the accessibility of the passenger transport network in Queensland. Establish the TMR Accessibility Reference Group. Introduced light rail on the Gold Coast. Continued to provide funding through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program. Continued to work with the Commonwealth Government on issues relating to disability access to passenger transport. Updated the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual. Continued to provide passenger transport concessions. Released the MyTranslink app. Continued to provide the taxi subsidy scheme. Provided customer assistance at Cultural Centre Busway Station. Upgraded the TransLink website. Trialled the Step Here system. Trialled and implemented the Go Access VITP. Trialled demand-responsive transport. Continued meetings of the Capricorn Region Accessible Transport Group. More detailed information can be found at Appendix A. Continuing the journey, our action plan 2018 to 2022. Passenger transport connects communities. For some people with disability, passenger transport is their only means of independent travel. Providing an accessible passenger transport network allows everyone access to essential services and employment and education opportunities. Additionally, it results in more members of the community being able to participate in the tourism and hospitality industry, thereby further driving the economic growth of the state. The emergence of autonomous vehicles and alternative service delivery options offer the opportunity to tailor the passenger transport system to deliver more personalised and customer-friendly services. Rapidly changing and developing technology offers a great opportunity to improve the passenger transport experience for customers with disability. Therefore, it is essential that the department proactively advocates the importance of delivering future passenger transport service models that involve systems and vehicles which are accessible to everyone. It is important also that the accessibility of the whole of the passenger transport journey is considered. This involves many phases, such as planning, getting to and from the mode of transport, boarding the vehicle, the return journey, and any interchanges in between. With this in mind, the Australian Government recently released The Whole Journey, a guide for thinking beyond compliance to create accessible public transport journeys. The guide will assist in enabling people with disability to genuinely participate in the community by promoting the importance of considering the accessibility of the whole of the passenger transport journey. The department sees this guide as a very important document, and the application of the principles presented in the guide will help to improve the accessibility of our customers' passenger transport journeys. The Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 supports the department's vision of creating a single integrated transport network accessible to everyone. It also aligns with the next compliance milestone of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002, Transport Standards. It focuses on our customers and considers how we can improve the customer experience for people with disability during the whole journey. To assist with the development of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022, a three-staged consultation process was undertaken with members of the TMR Accessibility Reference Group, TMR-ARG. The first two phases involved workshops with the TMR-ARG to gain an understanding of the existing barriers to accessibility on the passenger transport network and how such barriers could be reduced or eliminated, and to consider and provide feedback on the draft actions. The last phase of consultation saw the final draft of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 being provided to the TMR-ARG for comment. In early 2018, customers with disability, their carers and members of the TMR-ARG were also invited to participate in a research process run by the department that aimed to gain a deeper understanding of barriers to accessibility on the passenger transport network through undertaking interviews and focus group sessions. The ideas and actions resulting from this customer research process have been linked into the actions contained within the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022. The Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 identifies 41 actions, which are grouped either into components of a customer's journey, specifically planning your journey, boarding and travelling on passenger transport, or within another group of actions focused on government, stakeholders and industry working together. These actions demonstrate the department's commitment to help eliminate barriers that deter people with disability from using passenger transport and to improve accessibility for everyone. In addition to implementing the actions in this plan, the department will continue to monitor emerging technology, services or opportunities that enable the implementation of new initiatives or the implementation of agreed actions sooner than anticipated. Planning your journey. Planning your journey relates to the ability to plan and obtain the information needed to confidently complete a journey. This includes the planning period before boarding, being able to move between different types of passenger transport services while on a journey, and planning how to get home again. Journey planning information is available to customers through the Journey Planner website and MyTranslink app. Additionally, the department continues to also provide this type of information in alternative formats to assist with journey planning. This includes the availability of printed timetables when service changes occur or when requested, and the availability of contact centre staff to provide travel information via phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Interpreter services available and also via the National Relay Service. A consistent style for station locality maps and passenger information is also being progressively rolled out across the network so that customers easily know where to locate travel information. Our aim is to provide our customers with accessible information at all phases of their journey, enabling them to make informed decisions about their passenger transport journey and predict any obstacles. This includes providing additional information about the accessibility of journey components and providing this information in a range of accessible formats to cater for the varying needs of our customers. Achieving our aim will result in more accessible, customized, easy-to-understand information, making it simpler for customers to plan their journeys with confidence. How we will do this? Improve the accessibility of the TransLink website, including expanding the use of Auslan. Consider artificial intelligence applications in the provision of Journey Planner information. Produce videos to include on the TransLink website, which provide simple demonstrations on how to use various aspects of the passenger transport network. Publicise information on the TransLink website and MyTranslink app about accessibility features of bus stations, park and rides, train stations and ferry terminals. Involve customers with disability in user testing phases of MyTranslink app updates to ensure information is accessible. Provide customers with disability a number of options in the way they are able to seek information and provide feedback about passenger transport services. Develop and communicate education material on how to use the MyTranslink app. Provide ongoing updates on significant changes to the passenger transport network to disability advocacy groups to enable them to inform their clients. Host orientation days for people with disability at selected new passenger transport infrastructure. Boarding passenger transport. Boarding applies to when a person is at the point of waiting for or entering a passenger transport conveyance. The actions incorporate initiatives relating to infrastructure, such as bus stops, stations and terminals, signage, and information or services provided at these areas. The barriers faced at this part of a journey can include difficulties accessing the boarding point and information to assist with boarding. Our aim is for our passenger transport infrastructure to be accessible and customers to be supported by the provision of the necessary boarding-related information while using this infrastructure. Our customer service staff will recognise and understand the needs of people with disability so they can provide appropriate assistance when required. Achieving our aim will result in passenger transport infrastructure that is easier and safer for all customers to use and deliver a better travel experience for people with disability by providing appropriate and timely information and support. How we will do this. Promote available resources and initiatives that assist people with disability and people with reduced mobility to board at bus stops and stations with lead stop arrangements. Work with delivery partners to investigate ways to provide real-time information at key passenger transport interchanges. Provide funding through the Passenger Transport Infrastructure Investment Program to upgrade existing and provide new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. Investigate options to improve the provision of information regarding temporary disruptions to passenger transport services and infrastructure, for example, planned and unplanned service changes or lift closures. Investigate and implement technology to enable visual text information to also be provided as audio information at suitable bus stations where there are real-time passenger information displays. Liaise with the bus industry on the customer benefits of enhancing the visibility of route information on buses, such as using highly illuminated upper and lowercase text and displaying route numbers on the front, side and rear of buses as relevant. Implement disability awareness training for our passenger transport frontline staff, customer liaison officers, busway safety officers and senior network officers to ensure provision of high-quality customer service. Provide co-contribution funding grants to local government through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program to assist with upgrading passenger transport infrastructure to meet the requirements of the transport standards. Implement bus stop blade sign braille numbers at various bus stops in the network. Travelling on passenger transport. Travelling on passenger transport represents when a customer is actually travelling on a conveyance, bus, light rail, train, ferry or personalised transport vehicle. This incorporates the experiences a customer has while they are using the service. The barriers faced when travelling on passenger transport conveyances can include lack of disability awareness and feeling unsafe. Our aim is to increase awareness about the discrete needs of people with disability amongst all users of passenger transport and to make it safer and easier for people with disability to use the passenger transport network. Achieving our aim will lead to an environment where people with disability feel safe and included on the passenger transport network, helping to reduce anxiety levels and greatly enhancing the customer experience. How we will do this? Provide information to industry organisations and operators to enhance their knowledge and understanding of safe transportation of people with disability and people with reduced mobility. Produce guidance material outlining how passengers using wheelchairs and mobility scooters can adopt safe travel practices when travelling on passenger transport. Investigate options for the provision of information on board buses to enable passengers to identify when they need to disembark. Investigate initiatives which encourage passenger behaviour that creates a safe and inclusive environment for people with disability when using passenger transport, such as informing all customers about the correct use of allocated space and priority seating on passenger transport conveyances. Work with key stakeholders to develop a guide to inform industry about the concerns of people with vision impairment in relation to the use of wraparound advertising on the outside of conveyances and how this limits their visibility and their ability to identify when they are approaching their stop. Provide the taxi subsidy scheme to assist eligible people with disability with the cost of accessible transport options. Provide passenger transport concessions for people with disability in accordance with the concessions framework. Consult with disability stakeholder groups in relation to the next generation ticketing system. Increase operator knowledge and awareness of people with disability travelling on passenger transport services with an approved assistance animal. Monitor advances in the development of restraint systems for use by people travelling in mobility devices on buses and explore opportunities to share these learnings with stakeholder groups. Develop, implement and monitor the effectiveness of driver training requirements in the personalised transport industry. Working together. Improving accessibility of the passenger transport network cannot be achieved by one organisation alone. The following actions involve the department working with relevant stakeholders to deliver high-quality, accessible passenger transport services, infrastructure, information, and ticketing. Our aim is to collaborate with stakeholders to understand the barriers to the accessibility of the passenger transport network, work to eliminate or reduce these barriers, and share key travel information with our customers. We aim to be inclusive in our approach to consultation and responsive to issues as they arise. Achieving our aim will mean that all organisations are working together to improve the accessibility of all parts of the journey. How we will do this? Conduct targeted consultation with relevant stakeholders about passenger transport accessibility during the design phase and throughout the implementation of significant projects. Update the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual to reflect best practice, accessibility and wayfinding design principles and promote the manual to departmental contractors and staff. Work with our delivery partners to improve the accessibility of ferries and ferry terminals. Work with Queensland government agencies, other jurisdictions and the Commonwealth Government to resolve and support the transition of taxi and specialist school transport supports to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Consider the expansion of the taxi subsidy scheme to include the provision of services by other personalised transport operators. Consult with government, industry and disability stakeholder groups on issues relating to improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network for people with disability and people with reduced mobility through the TMR Accessibility Reference Group. Work with other jurisdictions on Commonwealth-led initiatives, such as the modernisation of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. Work with our delivery partner Queensland Rail to improve the accessibility of train stations and trains. Continue to develop an understanding and insight into the needs of people with disability and their carers using the passenger transport network through customer insight projects. Establish an accessible transport networks team which reports directly to the Director General, Department of Transport and Main Roads. Monitor the sustainability of the accessible taxi fleet after the recent reform of the personalised transport industry. Implement relevant recommendations from the new generation Rolling Stock Train Commission of Inquiry final report and work with other Queensland government agencies where required. Implementation. The Disability Action Plan 2018-2022 commits the department to actions that will lead to a more accessible and inclusive passenger transport network in Queensland. Implementation of the actions contained in this plan will progressively occur over the five-year period from 2018 to 2022. The implementation plan will follow as the next item. This time period aligns with the next compliance milestone of the transport standards, which is the 31st of December 2022. Implementation timeframes are categorised as short term 2018, medium term 2019 to 2020, long term 2021 to 2022. However, some actions will be implemented on an ongoing basis over the whole period of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022. A formal review of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 will be undertaken in 2020 and 2022, which indicates the halfway point and the completion of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022. Implementation Plan. The headings are Action, Short Term 2018, Medium Term 2019 to 2020, and Long Term 2021 to 2022. Action, Planning Your Journey. Improve the accessibility of the TransLink website, including expanding the use of Auslan. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Consider artificial intelligence applications in the provision of journey planner information. Medium 2019 to 20. Produce videos to include on the TransLink website, which provide simple demonstrations on how to use various aspects of the passenger transport network. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Publicise information on the TransLink website and My TransLink app about accessibility features of bus stations, park and rides, train stations and ferry terminals. Medium 2019 to 20. Involve customers with disability in user testing phases of My TransLink app updates to ensure information is accessible. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Provide customers with disability a number of options in the way they are able to seek information and provide feedback about passenger transport services. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Develop and communicate education material on how to use the My TransLink app. Medium 2019 to 20. Provide ongoing updates on significant changes to the passenger transport network to disability advocacy groups to enable them to inform their clients. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Host orientation days for people with disability at selected new passenger transport infrastructure. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Action, Boarding Passenger Transport. Promote available resources and initiatives that assist people with disability and people with reduced mobility to board at bus stops and stations with lead stop arrangements. Medium 2019 to 20. Work with delivery partners to investigate ways to provide real-time information at key passenger transport interchanges. Medium 2019 to 20. Provide funding through the Passenger Transport Infrastructure Investment Program to upgrade existing and provide new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. Short 2018, Medium 2019 to 20, Long 2021 to 22. Investigate options to improve the provision of information regarding temporary disruptions to passenger transport services and infrastructure. For example, planned and unplanned service changes or lift closures. Medium, 2019-20. Investigate and implement technology to enable visual text information to also be provided as audio information at suitable bus stations where there are real-time information displays. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Liaise with the bus industry on the customer benefits of enhancing the visibility of route information on buses, such as including using highly illuminated upper and lowercase text and displaying route numbers on the front, side and rear of buses as relevant. Medium, 2019-20. Implement disability awareness training for our passenger transport frontline staff, customer liaison officers, busway safety officers and senior network officers to ensure provision of high-quality customer service. Short, 2018. Provide co-contribution funding grants to local government through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program to assist with upgrading passenger transport infrastructure to meet the requirements of the transport standards. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Implement bus stop blade sign braille numbers at various bus stops in the network. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Action, travelling on passenger transport. Provide information to industry organisations and operators to enhance their knowledge and understanding of safe transportation of people with disability and people with reduced mobility. Medium, 2019-20. Produce guidance material outlining how passengers using wheelchairs and mobility scooters can adopt safe travel practices when travelling on passenger transport. Short, 2018. Investigate options for the provision of information on board buses to enable passengers to identify when they need to disembark. Medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Investigate initiatives which encourage passenger behaviour that creates a safe and inclusive environment for people with disability when using passenger transport, such as informing all customers about the correct use of allocated space and priority seating on passenger transport conveyances. Medium, 2019-20. Work with key stakeholders to develop a guide to inform industry about the concerns of people with vision impairment in relation to the use of wraparound advertising on the outside of conveyances and how this limits their visibility and their ability to identify when they are approaching their stop. Short term, 2018. Provide the taxi subsidy scheme to assist eligible people with disability with the cost of accessible transport options. Short, 2018. Medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Provide passenger transport concessions for people with disability in accordance with the concessions framework. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Consult with disability stakeholder groups in relation to the next generation ticketing system. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Increase operator knowledge and awareness of people with disability travelling on passenger transport services with an approved assistance animal. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Monitor advances in the development of restraint systems for use by people travelling in mobility devices on buses and explore opportunities to share these learnings with stakeholder groups. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Develop, implement and monitor the effectiveness of driver training requirements in the personalised transport industry. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Action: working together. Conduct targeted consultation with relevant stakeholders about passenger transport accessibility during the design phase and throughout the implementation of significant projects. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Update the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual to reflect best practice accessibility and wayfinding design principles and promote the manual to departmental contractors and staff. Short 2018, medium 2019-20. Work with our delivery partners to improve the accessibility of ferries and ferry terminals. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Work with Queensland Government agencies, other jurisdictions and the Commonwealth Government to resolve and support the transition of taxi and specialist school transport supports to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Short 2018, medium 2019-20. Consider the expansion of the taxi subsidy scheme to include the provision of services by other personalised transport operators. Long 2021-22. Consult with government, industry and disability stakeholder groups on issues relating to improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network for people with disability and people with reduced mobility through the TMR Accessibility Reference Group. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Work with other jurisdictions on Commonwealth-led initiatives, such as the modernisation of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Work with our delivery partner Queensland Rail to improve the accessibility of train stations and trains. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Continue to develop an understanding and insight into the needs of people with disability and their carers using the passenger transport network through customer insight projects. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Establish an accessible transport networks team which reports directly to the Director General, Department of Transport and Main Roads. Short 2018. Monitor the sustainability of the accessible taxi fleet after the recent reform of the personalised transport industry. Short 2018, medium 2019-20, long 2021-22. Implement relevant recommendations from the New Generation Rolling Stock Train Commission of Inquiry, final report, and work with other Queensland Government agencies where required, with implementation timeframes as short 2018, medium 2019-2020, and long 2021-2022. Appendix A. Improving the accessibility of the Queensland Passenger Transport Network. Key achievements. The following information relates to improvements made to the accessibility of the passenger transport network in Queensland. Some of these initiatives have resulted from the implementation of actions contained in the Disability Action Plan Improving Access to 2017, while others have arisen from new initiatives and ideas identified and instigated by the department, as well as business-as-usual activities. Upgrades to the TransLink website. In June 2015, TMR received a Statement of Accessibility from Vision Australia for the TransLink website, attaining WCAG2.0AA rating. TMR continues to strive to ensure information contained on the website is accessible and compliant with relevant guidelines. Released in 2014, the My TransLink app provides real-time information and access to the TransLink Journey Planner via smartphones and tablet devices. The Trip Announcer is an enhancement to the My TransLink app. Launched in December 2014, it allows passengers to follow their bus, train, ferry or light rail trip in audio or visual form while on board to monitor upcoming stops and remaining journey time. The Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program provides funding assistance to local governments to upgrade existing passenger transport facilities to meet requirements of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. Since 2015, approximately $17.5 million in funding assistance has been approved to local governments across Queensland to support upgrades of urban bus stops, long-distance coach stops in isolated towns, and ferry terminal and pontoon improvements in regional and remote communities. PTAIP funds are allocated across the urban and long-distance coach and ferry networks with a focus on projects that enhance travel safety and accessibility for everyone. The Public Transport Infrastructure Manual was updated in 2015 and 2016 and includes standard drawings and specifications focusing on the reasoning and requirements to build and upgrade accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. The document is available to stakeholders and members of the public through the TMR/TransLink websites and helps to ensure accessible public transport infrastructure is available for everyone. Additional customer assistance is being provided at the Cultural Centre bus station during the construction of the Queen's Wharf project. As a result of this construction, additional bus services are required to travel through the bus station, creating difficulties for passengers with disability to identify and safely board the required bus. Customer liaison officers are available to provide information to passengers prior to entering the platform and to assist in purchasing tickets or topping up go cards. Other passenger assistant provisions include public announcements, overhead bus bay numbers, and braille and audio information in the lifts. The Step Here system was trialled in the King George Square bus station in 2015. It assisted customers to locate their bus service by providing audible messages outlining bus station facilities, bus stop locations, and details of which routes leave from any given stop. The Go Access Vision Impairment Travel Pass, VITP, was introduced in November 2015 following a successful 6-month trial. It provides people with vision impairment easy and independent access through railway fare gates, improving their travel experience. The Go Access VITP replaced a flash pass which required Queensland Rail staff to open the gates for the VITP holders. The Gold Coast Light Rail System, G-Link, commenced in July 2014, introducing a new mode of transport for all customers. A number of design features were included to ensure the system was accessible for customers with disability. These include installation of tactile ground surface indicators on platforms to assist customers with vision impairment, boarding assistance points that are aligned with light rail modules where a space is allocated for mobility devices, and allocated spaces that include an emergency help point, which can be used to contact the driver. In 2015, the department updated the Wheelchair and Mobility Scooters publications, which aim to educate people on the safe use of their mobility devices on the passenger transport network, and are available on the departmental website in PDF, Microsoft Word and audio versions. TMR continues to provide concessions for people with disability travelling on the passenger transport network in accordance with the concessions framework. These include the TransLink Access Pass and Go Access VITP. The Taxi Subsidy Scheme, TSS, provides an affordable and accessible transport option for people with disability who experience profound difficulties using other modes of passenger transport. In July 2017, the TSS was reinstated to NDIS participants until transition to the NDIS is completed in June 2019 and transport supports for participants is clarified. The new framework for the personalised transport industry provides protections to ensure customers with disability have affordable and accessible personalised transport. Taxis have retained exclusive rights to deliver services to passengers who are members of the TSS. An incentive payment for drivers of accessible taxis was introduced to encourage the prioritisation of services for TSS members who require a wheelchair to travel. In December 2016, the $20 lift payment incentive was implemented with $5.6 million allocated to the initiative. All services for TSS and wheelchair accessible services are subject to maximum fare protections. The introduction of the TMR Accessibility Reference Group was a key action in the Disability Action Plan Improving Access to 2017 and demonstrates a commitment to engaging with the disability sector in order to improve the accessibility of the passenger transport network. The TMR ARG meets quarterly and includes representation from government, industry and disability advocacy groups. 13 meetings have been held since its inception in October 2014. Targeted consultation has occurred with disability advocacy groups on infrastructure-related projects such as the bus and ferry interchange at Redland Bay Marina, design of the King George Square busway station accessible toilet, and the trialled use of Braille/tactile bus stop blade sign identification numbers. Improving accessibility in regional Queensland. Membership of the Capricorn Region Accessible Transport CRAT group was broadened in February 2016, building on work undertaken in previous years to resolve problems associated with providing accessible taxi services. The group now includes bus operators, anti-discrimination officers, aged care providers, passengers who use wheelchairs, councillors, council representatives, local members of parliament, and staff from Spinal Life Australia, Access Recreation and Education Queensland. The department continues to work with the Commonwealth Department of Infrastructure and regional development and state counterparts on accessible transport policy and initiatives. This includes attendance at national meetings, participation in the modernisation of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002, and contribution to the development of the Whole of Journey Guide, which promotes the importance of accessibility throughout the whole of the passenger transport journey, enabling people with disability to genuinely participate in the community. The Demand Responsive Transport, DRT, trial commenced in September 2017 and is being undertaken in selected suburbs in Logan for 12 months. DRT is a pre-booked, shared transport service providing short trips to destinations such as shops or medical centres and bus or train stations. DRT uses different types of vehicles, such as a minibus, sedan or accessible vehicle, to match different customer needs. For example, customers just need to mention any mobility requirements at the time of registration and booking, and a suitable vehicle will be sent out to transport them. Disability Action Plan, Improving Access to 2017. End of Term Review. 1.1. Provide funding through the Passenger Transport Facilities Program to upgrade existing and provide new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. Ongoing. 1.2. Continue to provide co-contribution funding grants to local government through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program to assist with upgrading passenger transport infrastructure to meet the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002 compliance milestones for 2017 and improve customer accessibility. Ongoing. 1.3. Update and promote the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual, which includes standard drawings and specifications focusing on the reasoning and requirements to build and upgrade accessible infrastructure across Queensland. Complete. 1.4. Develop planning and design guidelines and other reference documents to support the department and local governments to achieve an accessible integrated passenger transport network. Complete. 1.5. Implement a light rail system that is accessible for people with disability. Gold Coast Light Rail. Complete. 1.6. Ensure all service contracts, excluding accepted services, with transport operators contain consistent clauses that require compliance with the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002 and the reporting of compliance levels with these standards on request from the Department of Transport and Main Roads. Ongoing. 1.7. Investigate opportunities for innovative solutions to assist vision impairment travel pass holders to have independent access through fare gates. Complete. 1.8. Collaborate with operators and local governments to implement initiatives which support the delivery of an integrated accessible passenger transport network. These include collaborating with delivery partners to trial a customer help/assistance point. Complete. 1.9. Monitor advances in passenger transport service delivery in other Australian and international jurisdictions to identify any opportunities for improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network. Ongoing. 2.1. Provide orientation and mobility sessions for disability groups to explore and become familiar with transport and main roads passenger transport infrastructure and increase awareness of the existence of these sessions amongst the community. Ongoing. 2.2. Raise awareness amongst operators about the tools used by people with disability that assist them to use the passenger transport network. Complete. 2.3. Collaborate with industry to investigate options for improving access into and out of wheelchair-accessible taxis for people with mobility issues, such as frail aged or those relocating from a mobility device to a fixed seat. Complete. 2.4. Work with industry and operators to highlight the benefits and importance of drivers undertaking disability awareness training. Complete. 2.5. Undertake research to understand the difficulties faced by customers with disability and older and frail customers hailing and boarding a bus at major bus stations using a lead-stop bus operation arrangement to inform possible solutions. Complete. 3.1. Produce updated educational material for people travelling with mobility devices on the passenger transport network. Complete. 3.2. Improve TransLink website accessibility by achieving an AA rating in accordance with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.0, WCAG 2.0. Complete. 3.3. Include information about accessible passenger transport infrastructure in passenger information. Partially complete. 3.4. Investigate more effective methods for providing customer information about facility maintenance issues that impede accessibility for people with disability at bus, rail, and light rail stations and ferry terminals. Complete. 3.5. Communicate and raise awareness of new infrastructure or conveyances that meet or exceed disability standards for accessible public transport, 2002. Ongoing. 3.6. Expand and enable the use of technology so that people with disability travelling on the passenger transport network are informed through a variety of information formats. Complete. 3.7. Investigate improvements to complaints systems regarding capturing and reporting of complaints about disability access to passenger transport services and infrastructure. Complete. 3.8. Support drivers with a medical condition that may include a disability to continue to drive safely and, where appropriate, increase the availability of information to transition drivers to safe alternatives, such as passenger transport. Complete. 4.1. Establish a multimodal accessibility reference group. Complete. 4.2. Participate and influence the development of policy that supports the national approach to removing barriers for people with disability using passenger transport. Ongoing. 4.3. Collaborate with other state government departments and local governments to explore options to improve community access to community transport. Ongoing. 4.4. Work with local governments to encourage them to promote community transport services that are available in their local area. Ongoing. 4.5. Work with other state government departments to support Queensland's smooth transition to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Ongoing. 4.6. Expand government agencies' engagement with client groups and the market, including through the delivery of the Maranoa Demonstration Project to build market capacity to deliver transport services. Complete. This has been a Queensland Narrating Service recording of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022, made on behalf of the Department of Transport and Main Roads, Queensland. Your narrator was Kay Stevenson in June 2018. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Our on-demand service is for individuals who require their own information in audio format. QNS produces the audio versions of a wide variety of any printed information, such as books, reports, instruction manuals, brochures, newsletters, legal documents, etc. Should you wish to have any printed information produced in audio for your personal use, please contact us on phone 07-3324-0004. You may also be interested in our range of audio book titles that may be requested at your local library. A catalogue can be found on our website address, www.qns.net.au. We welcome any comments or feedback you may wish to provide on the quality of this recording. Please contact QNS on phone 07-3324-0004 or email qns@qns.net.au to provide your comments. Thank you.